At this point in history, China did not include Taiwan. Here is a guide to the coloring used in our maps. When discussing Taiwan and China, here are some commonly seen abbreviations: ROC, PRC, SFPT, TRA. In other words, the ROC is serving in the role of proxy occupying forces. The legal ownership remained with Japan until the peace treaty came into force on April 28, 1952. In December 1949, the ROC moved its central government to occupied Taiwan, outside of Taiwan's national territory. From the U.S. viewpoint, the ROC in late 1949 is now the recognized government in exile of China. The Republic of China continues to serve in the role of proxy occupying forces. On the right, we have three further columns which provide some supplementary information. Let's look at actions involving the ROC. In either one of these instances, the political status of the region has indeed been determined. After looking at these diagrams, some people may ask, is it correct to say that there are two countries on the two sides of the Taiwan Strait? The answer is no. In regard to the Republic of China on Taiwan, it is not a country. In regard to the Republic of Taiwan, it does not yet exist. Here we see the situation in late April 1952. In the SFPT, Taiwan was not ceded to China, either the ROC or the PRC.